Praise the Lord, my friends. It is indeed an honor and a privilege to be in this place at this set time. One more time, we give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And I certainly want to thank Minister Mel Slade for this opportunity and this wonderful ministry that God has given him to do. Now, yes, there is a word from the Lord. This month being November, it is the month that the fourth Thursday of the month, we celebrate a national holiday that is called Thanksgiving. So this word will center upon this holiday that is referred to as Thanksgiving Day. Now, the Lord wants to remind us that we should always give thanks, not just on this one special day. For you see, there will be those that will not be able to even wake up in the morning on Thanksgiving Day and put a turkey or ham or whatever their delight is to eat on their table. But if God only allows us to wake up, that will be a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 37, we read, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. For I sought the Lord, and he delivered me from all my fears. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, Thanksgiving is a wonderful time of celebration and fellowship, and it is usually focusing in on the family. But what about the fellowship of the family of God, children of the Most High God? We are here today, and we need to be thankful that according to St. John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but they would have everlasting life. Praise the Lord. We have an opportunity for eternal life and a privilege to reign with Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. We should be thankful for how God has already blessed us. We don't need to wait until Thanksgiving Day to say thank you. Praise the Lord. God has delivered many of us from sickness and disease. Every day we should say thank you, Jesus. He has delivered many and is still delivering many from addictions, habits, bondages, and a sinful state of being. You should say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Psalm 107 verse 1 says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Thank God every day for his goodness. Thank God for his love. For we are blessed with showers that come from above. We are blessed with his sunshine, blessed with his air, blessed with his spirit that leads us everywhere. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Be thankful that God wants to use you to be a blessing to someone else. And God will give you the courage to do what he has called you to do. Be strong and of good courage, according to Joshua 1:9. Be thankful that God has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And for those of you that are still walking in darkness, salvation is for you today. Thank God that it's a free gift. For you see, Jesus died for your sins, for the sins of the whole world. Praise his name. All you have to do is invite Jesus Christ into your heart, and he will give you a new life, a new hope, and new joy. Praise the Lord. Romans 10 says that whoever calls on the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. For Jesus has no respecter of persons. He says in his word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. Jesus says in the book of Revelation, 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hears my voice and opens up the door, I will come in and sup with him. I will be his and he will be mine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be thankful, because having Jesus in your life is the best decision you could ever make. Praises be to God. Jesus is wonderful. He's a counselor, a mighty God, an everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. We should be thankful, for we have such an opportunity to become an heir of salvation, a great and mighty Savior as Jesus. He's waiting for you. All you got to do is open up your heart. Won't you invite him to come in today and enjoy the security, the joy and peace, the faithfulness, the loving kindness that comes from serving a true and living God? Hallelujah. This invitation is for you on today. And remember, whatever you do to celebrate Thanksgiving, maybe you don't even celebrate that particular day, but just remember, no matter what, celebrate Jesus and give him praise every day that he allows you to wake up. Say, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Didn't have to do it, but we're so glad that he did. God bless you, my friends. Until the next time, be blessed.